Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World, right here on 91.1 WEDM. This is Warren's World. I'm Zoe Fisher, and today I'm here with the Vice President of NHS, Melody Gray. What is NHS?
So NHS stands for National Honor Society. It is a group of people, of students who have higher GPAs and who are invited to join. And basically, we go out into the community and do service projects for points. Students have to have 24 points throughout the year. So, and each point stands for an hour of community service that they do. And it's just really important to get kids out into the community and doing service projects, because a lot of high schools require that students get some amount of community service hours. Ours does not, which means that a lot of kids aren't doing community service, which is really important to shaping their beliefs.
Okay. What does this group consist of?
So it consists of sophomores through seniors, and they have to have their points in by a certain time each spring. So all their just community service points. I believe they have to have a 2.8 GPA or higher to join. And yeah.
Okay, well, how could people join and get involved in this group?
So our founder, or one of our school sponsors, Ms. Starks, is she sends out emails to all the sophomores eligible, as well as all the juniors and seniors who weren't eligible before, each fall. And so students can look for those emails from her and see whether or not they think it would be a good fit for them and whether they want to join.
Okay. Well, what are some things that they can do?
So we do lots of community service projects, and some of them can be ranging from whether you're helping at church to school events like bingo night, or we have a lot of activities that the officers plan for the students to take part in. But lots of kids do their own activities and their own volunteering, which sets us apart from StuCo, because kids can do their own activities as long as they're volunteering.
Okay. When are the applications available?
I believe that she's sending them out and is sending out the emails in the next couple of weeks sometime, but I'm not exactly sure on that.
Okay, well, what kind of community service, like, activities do you guys do?
Well, me personally, I help out a lot at my church. My parents are pastors, so I do tons of just volunteering there and helping with the kids. I also go to, like, Creston and the middle schools to help tutor music students. But we have bingo nights that kids can take part in, and babysitting for volunteer hours. Basically, as long as they don't get paid for it or don't get or aren't benefited in a way other than just volunteer hours, it counts as community service. So,
okay. Well, are there any upcoming events that are in NHS?
So one of the biggest ones that we do is our fundraiser. And this is really important because at the end of the year, at the top 20 ceremony, NHS gives a scholarship to a student. And all the money that's raised from our fundraiser goes towards that scholarship, as well as a couple other things. So that's really cool. But we also... it's our pasta fundraiser, and we try, everyone who wants to apply for the scholarship their senior year has to partake in the fundraiser, and it's just a pasta fundraiser, so people can buy anything from like $5 to, well, as much as they want. So, yeah, it's really good.
Okay, well, thank you for coming. That's all I have left for you on Warren's World. Up next, we have Gabby with We Live Indy.
So today I have some board members from the organization We Live Indy. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, tell me why they joined We Live Indy in their position.
My name is Lexi Booth. I'm vice president of organization We Live Indy. I joined We Live Indy because I had lost two family members due to homicides that are currently unsolved, and I feel like I should spread awareness about youth gun violence because it is causing a negative uproar for the future of our youth.
My name is Destiny Hatcher, and I'm the secretary of We Live, and I just think that I joined because I had lost my brother, and it's just my way of showing awareness to the gun violence we have.
All right, so this past Saturday, We Live held their second annual Peace Walk. Can you guys tell me how that went?
It went well, very well. And I say that because we have different speakers come out. We have the mayor there. We have people from the coroner's office just basically explaining the way of life to the youth that don't see it. So you have IMPD there just to show you that they're here to keep you safe. And then you have speakers like us from the youth that just encourage other youth to stay out of trouble. And if you see something, say something.
Yeah, the walk, I can agree with Destiny. The walk was very successful. There were a lot of news outlets there taking pictures, getting a lot of news coverage over the walk. There were a lot of supporters outside of the walk that didn't attend but were driving past cars, honking, letting us know that they support us and what we do. For this to be the second annual walk, it was better than we expected it to be. Last year, it was over like 400 people. This year, we had a little bit over 3, but it still turned out to be very successful.
Okay, so what are some of the events you have in store for the 2018-2019 year?
I believe that we're working with mentoring the students. We have a Hoop for Hopes and the Dodgeball Tournament. We also have a We Live Fun Day and a bowling party coming up.
Okay, so can you tell me, like, describe how those are going to go?
Okay, so Hoops for Hope is basically two 7-on-7 teams going against each other, and then it's basically raising awareness for gun violence and giving the kids an opportunity not just to be taught about gun violence, but to raise awareness themselves.
Yeah, this will all be coming up soon. We're really trying to plan it for, because it's about to get cold outside, so we really want to plan it to be fun. So we kind of want to do it for next year. There's a lot of things that we have planned, and we really want this basketball tournament. It's going to be like, it's kind of like a fundraiser, so we're still going to be making money towards We Live. It's going to go for a good cause, obviously, to spread awareness about youth gun violence. So we strongly feel like the Hoops for Hopes is going to help us a lot with getting new things for We Live so we can have better events, better feedback, etc.
And then the bowling party, I just think this is going to be my favorite one because me as a board member, I don't see the members of Warren Central and NC and LOC. I don't see them as often. So the bowling party is my way of getting to know them and working with them and then beating them in bowling.
Yeah, and then we have the We Live Fun Day. The We Live Fun Day will probably be held next year during the 2019 school year due to the fact that it's about to be cold. And we want this to be a fun day. So we're going to have, like, barbecue, bounce houses for the kids, face paint, another basketball tournament. Yeah, it's going to be turned. So make sure you stay tuned for, you can follow the We Live Instagram page, Twitter page,
Facebook page,
Facebook,
Snapchat.
Et we, as the board members, will always be posting on We Live. Any social media outlet of We Live, it will be on there posted. So stay tuned.
Okay, and as a board member, what do you think, what are some ideas that you have that could prevent gun violence?
As a board member, I think that the best way to prevent gun violence is the jealousy and the talking about each other has to stop. It's your way of communication. Communication is key. So I feel like just talk it out. There's no, as my mom would say, back in her days, it wasn't about gun violence. It was about who's fighting who. So if you guys could just talk it out instead of using guns as a resortment, you just have to stop because we're losing our teens, and our teens aren't even growing up to be successful that they want to be.
I agree. Like my mom used to say, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. That's kind of like the uproot of everything that happens, all the drama-fulfilled events that take place in the everyday society. The youth, there's more youth falling today than there are adults, which is, either way, it's still not acceptable. So together as a community, we can all come together and unite as one in order to spread awareness about youth gun violence. It'll make everything so much more easier, and it'll decrease hopefully decrease the amount of death that we have been experiencing over the past couple of years.
All right, and one last thing. So for people who want to sign up for We Laugh Indy Hard, are they able to sign up?
You can always come and see the board member, or you can go to the advisors, Mr. and Mrs. Bush, in H206. Sorry, guys. You can always find them. And if you have any questions, you can click on our email on our webpage or on our Twitter, and we'll definitely get back to you.
And I also wanted to add that be confident, because the interview process is kind of like a real job. So getting processed and like going through the interview, stay confident throughout it. Just because you have a bunch of eyes watching you, asking you questions, just stay confident, because if you want to do it, you'll do it.
Definitely. And I feel like being a secretary, it was like the hardest thing for me, because you have six other people you're responsible for. You're basically the bottom of the tower, but you're holding them up, because without you, they're all over the place. So I just think that whoever is the person that takes my spot next,
do good.
Please. Or just call me if you need help.
Yeah. You can always ask us for advice, too. For the previous board members, you can always ask us for advice on how to maintain your position and do the right things and what tasks belong to you.
Right.
All right. So I'd like to thank you guys for coming in. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. That's a wrap for me. I'm going to send it to Trey with Stuco, and this is 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome to Warren's World. This is DJ Ty, and I'm here with Braxton. Braxton, what is your position in the student council?
My position is second vice president.
And what did you have to go through to get to that position?
So to get through the position, to get to the position that I got to now, I would have to go to I have to be in student council. Then officer applications will come out in December. So you go pick up an application. It asks you some questions that you have to answer, and when you answer those questions, you need to mean like what you say. So after that, you will get an interview with Ms. Bush, Ms. Moeller, and Mr. McGowan. And then after that, you'll have to give a speech at the next meeting, and that's how people will decide if you will be the officer for the upcoming semester.
And like, what made you want to join Stuco? Like, anything special? You seen somebody else do it? You saw what was going on in the community?
So when I first got here my freshman year, I had never went to a Warren school, well, like a Warren Township school, so I didn't really know a lot about it. And Stuco really helped me, like, get involved. So I basically joined to get, like, a feel for the community, a feel for school spirit, because I came from small schools.
What school are you coming from?
I went to Tinley. I went to the all-girls Tinley Middle School.
Oh, man. Okay, and so, like, so what do you guys have planned for this year? Like, what's going on?
So right now we're focusing on homecoming, so make sure you get a ticket for that. Before the homecoming game, we have the color run, so come out, run, get paint thrown at you. It's really fun. And then we are also wanting everybody to participate in the homecoming week for the dress-up days. And, yeah, that's what we have planned right now.
Give me some little spoilers about what the dress-up days are.
So for some of the dress-up days, we have backwards day, tacky pattern day.
Wait. Backwards day.
Backwards.
I got to wear my pants.
Backwards.
Shirt. Oh, it's backwards.
Backwards. Oh. Not inside out, but backwards.
Yeah, see, look, not wearing jeans that day. But what else you got?
What else do we have? We got a lot coming up, but I don't want to spoil too much about it.
Come on. I don't like surprises. Like, you got to, you know, I'll talk to you after this.
Okay.
And so, like, what changes are coming to this year? Like, what new things are you bringing to Dub C? What's going on? How is it going to happen?
So this year, we just really, like I said earlier, with me getting involved, we really want to focus on getting everybody involved. So the freshmen, the parents, we're just really wanting to get everybody involved in helping our community and giving back.
And for the freshmen that are coming in, maybe sophomores, maybe junior, want to just finally join now, when and how do they apply to get into this club?
So applications are already available. So come to B104, and they will be right outside of the door.
And about that playground, because I was supposed to interview Ms. Bush. She told me she had to go to the playground, you know, so it didn't work out. And now I got you. So tell me what happened at the playground.
So yesterday we went to Carriage House East to build a playground with Kaboom and Finish Line. It was a great experience. I got to meet different people from around the community and even outside of the community. So we helped with mulching. We helped with putting swing sets up. We helped the whole nine yards.
So, wait, this was where again?
Carriage House East.
Carriage House East, yeah. That doesn't ring a bell. But how do you think Stuco is really affecting the community? Like, I've seen you guys done a lot of stuff. You've been part of a lot of events, things, you know. You've been doing a lot. So how is it really affecting, like, you think it's good effect? You think things are finally coming around?
I think we're having a positive effect on our community. We help with the food pantry around here. So I really think that we're really focusing on giving back and the positivity that we're spreading.
When is our next food drive? When is that going to be?
I actually do not know, but we will have it up soon.
Social media. So you're going to have us updated on social media a lot. You guys constantly on there posting stuff. Like,
yes. So for social media, both of our at names for social media is WC_Stuco, STUCO. Also, the night of homecoming, we will have Mr. Football. So make sure you go on Instagram and you like who you want to win.
So, Mr., like, are you guys in control of homecoming queen too?
Yes, we are.
So when is that supposed to, like, happen? Like, when are we going to know about the 5K?
So eligibility forms are outside of the classroom, so go pick those up. And you basically just read through those. If you qualify, you have to come. You have to turn in a form, and then we'll get your 5 candidates too.
So you said, you're going to have the sauce?
Look, we'll just have to find out.
But what happens if we got to work on them? I can't find out, so I got to know now.
There'll be pictures.
Anything else you want to add to this?
Nope. Make sure you guys join Stuco and follow us on our social media.
Well, thank you for this time.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.